Dr. Andrew Curtis uses geography to track areas of poor infant health.
We look for patterns in neighborhoods, look for hotspots, look for associations between a health outcome. So in this particular instance, it could be birth risks or even infant mortality. And we want to identify where these risks are, and then maybe what other associations are found that link to these risks. Okay, you know, why do we have a lot of African-American babies dying in certain areas of the city?
Curtis came to work at the University of Southern California last summer because zip code 90008, the Crenshaw neighborhood in Los Angeles, has the highest infant death rate in the state of California. An average of 13.8 per 1,000 babies born in Crenshaw die in their first year of life, more than double the overall rate in the state. And Curtis says using maps to study the infant health crisis is an approach that makes sense.
I mean, we have a problem in the United States, and unfortunately the traditional way of looking at this problem is let's look at numbers on a page and find out which zip codes have the highest rates and then maybe try and do something in terms of education. And it obviously hasn't really worked because we still have the problem. And so I think we have to take a slightly more bottom-up approach.
Curtis takes data from hospitals, agencies, and the census to create neighborhood maps and uses GPS-equipped cameras to generate 3D models. But he wants to reach out to people who live and work in the study area to take the project even farther. The Pasadena Birthing Project is one of Curtis's community partners. And Birthing Project Director Winona Valentine says one of its programs could provide exactly the information that Curtis's research needs.
We recruit community women like ourselves mm-hmm. to be what we call sister friends. And so sister friends are women who bond with a pregnant woman so that she's not isolated and really to help her to navigate her health issues. We're not your mother. You know, we're not a warden or a social worker.
Sister friends may not be wardens or social workers, but they are extraordinary. Valentine says that to find one qualified sister friend, she talks to more than 50 women. Lucille Coleman is one sister friend that made the cut. She's been with the project since 1999 and knows exactly what being a sister friend means.
A sister friend is exactly that, a sister friend, a sister slash friend. You're there unconditionally. And you're there to help them through the rough parts of life. You're there to, you know, to hold their hand when they need their hand holding. You're there to say, you know, you really need to go to that Social Security office and see about getting your Social Security, or you really probably need to check in school, or you probably should take the baby to the doctor, or you become the sister. You do the things that you would do with a sister.
And what sister friends learn over a cup of coffee could be exactly the information that researchers need.
Now, what we're hoping to do is take this a step further and actually use community members to start uploading their own risk surfaces, because everybody brings a different piece to the pie.
And Curtis hopes that once the pie is complete, more babies in South LA will be enjoying their first slice of birthday cake. Amanda Becker, Annenberg Radio News.